Hello there. Thanks for carving out some time in your busy schedule. I've reserved the room for the full hour, so we'll have plenty of time for TNA, Q&A after the presentation. Here, let me dim the lights. Without further ado, please enjoy my PowerPoint presentation entitled, Why You Should Fuck Me. Did you like how I pointed at you when I said you and then at me on me? I read a thing that said I need to use bit gestures like that to keep people engaged. I'm not a great public speaker, but I'll do my best. As you can see, here's the first slide projected onto the wall larger than life. I've chosen Comic Sans as it's the font to keep things light and breezy. I'll also be using this laser pointer to emphasize my points. Literally. Get it? It's a pun. I love puns. Okay. First slide. Webster's Dictionary defines sex as... You've had sex before? Oh, right. Of course. I guess we can skip this part then. You don't need to see the animated GIF of me making a hole with my left hand and inserting my right index finger into it? Oh, okay. Your loss. Slide 2. Reason number 1 why you should fuck me. I am pretty. Now, I realize that's subjective, but I do feel like I'm a strong 8 out of 10 at least, not to toot my own horn. In a blind poll of our co-workers, 87% of those attracted to women said they would definitely throw me a bone. Empirical evidence shows that I'm extremely bangable. But why am I bangable? Let us count the ways. Firstly, cute hair with bangs. I wasn't actually going for a pun there, but I kind of backed into that one. Next, glasses. Studies show that compared to women with 20/20 vision, girls with glasses are 63% hotter, 98% hornier, and 212% more likely to suck you off and get their lenses cummed on and then lick the cum off the lenses. Source: Nasty Librarian videos on Pornhub. Continuing on. Nice tits. Not huge, but cute and perky, nicely shaped with stiff pink nipples. Note the different views from front, side, top, and underneath. Allow me to draw your attention to the laser pointer as I highlight my perfectly proportioned and symmetrical areolae. Very geometrically pleasing. Yes, that's the plural of areola. I wouldn't include a grammatical error in my presentation. This isn't fucking amateur hour. I'm not Brenda. Finally, the last and arguably most important reason why I'm bangable. Tight pussy. Please note the clip art of the cartoon wolf with his eyes popping out of his head and his tongue hanging out. He's bursting in me in this scenario. While vaginal tension is, once again, subjective, I've received zero complaints from past partners. My body count isn't exorbitant, but men who have previously experienced my hot slit have uttered the following quotes. God damn, that's tight as shit. I'm gonna bust. And perhaps the most complimentary, oh yeah. From compiled results of the exit study I demand of all my partners, 77% said they came earlier than they expected to, or would have liked to have given thanks to the gorilla grip of my sticky little honeypot. And the other 23% were lying. The numbers, however, do not lie. Furthermore, another reason why you should fuck me is, I'm a little freak. While I may seem straight-laced here at work with my tightly buttoned blouses and pencil skirts, that merely belies my true nature. As you can see from these attached photos from my private collection, I'm a nasty little nympho who takes it in all holes, with a smile on my face and a song in my heart. Allow me to use the laser pointer to draw your attention to some personal favorites. Me with a big cock in my mouth, making my cheek bulge. Me, looking at the camera, eyes crossed as I get dogged from behind. Me riding dick, my cute little tits caught in a blur mid-bounce. Me with my eyes half closed, a dreamy expression on my cum-covered face. Me holding a baby goat at the petting zoo. Wait, how did that one get in there? Nevertheless, moving on. Another reason why fucking me would be in your best interest is cardio. Pounding me until we're both sweaty and panting would be very good exercise. Studies that I made up for the purpose of this presentation show that men who engage in casual sex with nerdy coworkers live 52% longer and are 89% less prone to seasonal depression. Here we see a stock photo of a man in a tank top and jogging shorts wiping sweat from his brow in an exaggerated fashion. He looks tired, but satisfied. This represents you after getting your heart rate up by hammering my little hole until I squeal. Please ignore that watermark. I don't know how to remove that. Next, another great reason to fuck me is bragging rights. Even though I dress conservatively, I'm considered quite the little piece of ass around the office. I've overheard comments that I'm sneaky hot and probably a psycho in bed. Both totally true. I'm not above kissing and telling, and I won't expect you to adhere to any such standard either. If you elect to nail me, just think of all the dirty stories you'll get to share around the water cooler, increasing both your popularity and your aura in the office. Here's just a few such examples. Hey, you know that little geek in finance? I crunched her numbers real good last night. Had her spreading more than just sheets. She told me I excelled at it. I love puns. See that little slam piece with the glasses? She may be fussing with the K-cup machine now, but Saturday morning, she was sipping coffee at my place after she pulled an all-nighter. Had a slow roasting on my spout until she got the automatic drip, you know? It was more like, don't talk to me until I've had my doggy. And of course, finally, look at that little smoke show from accounts receivable. You better believe she was on the receiving end of this dick last night. I was pounding that ass like a rubber stamp, dipped my pen in the company ink and left my mark all over her face. You're welcome to use those, but also feel free to come up with some of your own. I'll even help you workshop them if you want. And lastly, the final reason why you should fuck me is career advancement. While I'm not currently your direct supervisor, I'm very ambitious. I have a realistic 2-year plan that, once actualized, will see me become the marketing lead and claim that cushy corner office I've always wanted. In that role, I'll need a trustworthy right-hand man. There's no better way to lock that in right now and hitch your wagon to my star than regularly pounding me until my thighs cramp. Please, let me paint you a picture. You under my desk in that office, helping me blow off steam by tonguing my clit during morning meetings. You standing just out of frame during a Zoom call, my hand idly squeezing your hard cock like a stress ball. The two of us taking a power lunch in the corner booth of some fancy restaurant. Our meal ending with me in your lap, nonchalantly riding you until I get a cream pie for dessert. I'd make a very good boss. So, in conclusion, there are many compelling reasons to fuck me. I hope today's presentation has been enlightening for you, and please don't hesitate. I'm not quite finished. Please hold any questions as well as your applause until the very end. Why are you standing? Oh my. So I take it that's a yes? Oh God, he just tore my blouse right open. I could feel the buttons pop. Fuck yeah. Pull the cups of my bra down like that and grope my bare tits. Pinch my nipples. Fuck. Spinning me around and hiking my skirt up my thighs. You know exactly what you want, huh? I must have made a convincing argument. I'm gonna put both palms on the wall right here in the middle of the projection and arch my back. Fuck me in the glow of my presentation since you were apparently so moved by it. Hike my skirt up around my waist and yank these panties down my legs. God, yeah. Carve out some time with that tight pussy. Schedule a staff meeting, but spell it M-E-A-T-I-N-G. Oh, fuck. Time? Right this instant. Location? Straight between my quivering thighs. No, fuck. Just like that. Grab my bunched up skirt like a handle and use it to shove me back on that dick. Unbutton your shirt. I want to feel my bare ass grinding against your stomach while you split me open. Oh, yeah. Grabbing my wrists, pulling my hands off the wall and pinning them behind my back. That's it. Get rough with me. Oh, fuck yeah. Bend me over. Oh, press my cheek against the wall and own this little pussy until I scream. Holy shit. Oh, you're tying my wrist together behind my back. Oh, that's so fucking hot. Oh, is that your necktie? Oh, Jesus Christ. You've got some tricks of your own, huh? Oh, I'm glad my PowerPoint stirred up such nasty ideas in you. Is hidden so deep. Struggling against that soft silk binding my wrist and knowing there's nothing I can do but get drilled right into this wall is making me so fucking wet. Oh, yeah. Oh. Pound me straight through this shitty plaster. Put a me-shaped hole in it. Make me call maintenance after you're done with me. I'll giggle and tell him I tripped. Oh, while your cum is running down my thigh. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm gonna cum. Stuff that dick in me until I forget how math works. Oh god. I wanna lose my job because you fucked me so stupid I can't use a calculator. Jesus Christ, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna cum. I'm gonna cum. Fuck. Blow your fucking load at me right now. Make my hot cunt bubble with your cum like the water cooler. I spent 6 hours on that PowerPoint, so you better appreciate this little pussy and fill it to capacity this fucking second. God. Damn, oh, what a delicious mess. I feel that filthy fucking squish inside me every time you thrust. Just pin me to the wall and stir your cum around with that cock until it oozes down my leg. As good as advertised, right? You held up your end pretty well, too. Maybe I'll whip up a few slides highlighting all the best features of that yummy dick of yours. Drop those into the deck by quote-unquote accident during the quarterly review. Grabbing a big handful of my hair. I take it we're not done yet, then. We do have the room for the full hour. Oh, yeah. Yeah, do whatever you want to me. I asked for this, right? Shove me down on my knees in front of you with my hands still tied behind my back. Should I suck my own pussy juices off your cock? I am pretty delicious if I do say so myself. Oh, my glasses are slipping down the bridge of my nose. Push them back up with your hot dick, please. Thank you. Such a gentleman. Don't I just look adorable down here? nuzzling your fat cock against my cheek, peering up at you. My big doe eyes, magnified even more by these lenses. Yeah, I know how cute I am. I weaponize that. And right now, you're the one in my crosshairs. I'm gonna have you throbbing and moaning and painting my face here in a few minutes. But first things first, let me duck my head down a bit and suck on these balls. Feel me dragging my hot tongue all over your balls until they twitch, huh? You better work up another nice big sticky cum shot to drop on these glasses. I still feel that first hot load and wet between my legs, dripping on the fucking floor. I don't want diminishing returns now. You know, you seem like you lost your edge ever since I got my one mouth on this dick. You don't have to be gentle. Grab my hair again and push me down to the base. Make me struggle against these knots at my wrist while you fuck my face. Fuck. There you go. You're fucking my glasses up. Look at that drool dripping off your cock and glistening strands. Between that and this cream-pied pussy, we're gonna have to call janitorial services when this hour's up. Bring a mop and bucket. Gorgeous dick all slick with my spit. I bet your fist is just gonna glide up and down it like velvet, huh? I don't have any hands available, so you're gonna have to be DIY. Grab it, squeeze it, and stroke it until you come all over my face. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm so ready for it. Yeah, just watching you crank it is making me so wet. I'm gonna stick my tongue out and give you a pretty little target, okay? I want you to draw lines on me like a piece of notebook paper. By the time you're done with me, I better have ropes from the tip of my tongue to the top of these designer frames. Now jerk that fucking cock and shoot. Give it to me. Oh, I want all your cum. Yeah, give it to me. Oh, paint my fucking face. Oh, paint my face. Oh my god, yeah. Oh fuck. It's so hot on my skin. I got 3 fat shots right to my tongue. So yummy. Look at these fucking spotted up glasses. My vision's all cloudy. Dare me to go back to my desk like this? Oh, God, you're so fucking hot. I'm glad I'm so persuasive. This was better than I could ever have imagined. All right, we should get back to work. There'll be plenty of time for more of this later, both on and off the job site. Untie me. Nuh-uh, I'll keep the tie now. I'm gonna wear it for the rest of the day and see if anyone notices. If you want to get it back, you'll have to come and get it, I guess. See you at happy hour tonight, maybe. If you thought I got filthy just now, you should see me when I'm drunk.